I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Mike Wyatt, the Global Cyber Identity Leader and a Principal in Deloitte Touche LLP. To learn more about Deloitte, visit Deloitte.com. Mike, welcome. It's so great to have you with us today.
Hillary, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Me too. So let's get started. Mike, tell us a little about your career path and how that led to your current role with Deloitte.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to operate in the identity management space for nearly 30 years. I had the opportunity to spend the initial part of my career as a client in a transportation company, then moved to the identity management software vendor community for a number of years. And 13 years ago, I moved to Deloitte to help build the identity management practice. During my tenure, I've had the opportunity to lead the U.S. practice, and for the last year have led the global identity practice at Deloitte. And it's been a phenomenal journey with tremendous disruption. One of the reasons I've stayed in this line of work is that every few years, it's a different landscape.
Awesome. And so something we'll talk about today is digital identity. So why is that so important to organizations today?
Digital identities are really the foundation of the relationship between an organization and their employees, suppliers, and customers. And the user experience of those different stakeholders is correlated directly with the underlying digital identity systems. You know, for example, customer digital identities are used to establish relationships across digital channels to enable low friction access to multiple services and minimize drop-off rates. Digital identities are also the focus of an organization's adversary for compromise. If you look at the number of breaches that have happened in the last 10 years, many of them are driven by the compromise of a username and a password. And so for both a strong security posture as well as a really good user experience, organizations are investing in modern digital identity platforms, often tied with digital transformation efforts. I work with a number of government agencies, and since the start of the COVID pandemic, there's been this significant shift of moving transactional services that used to require a visit to a brick and mortar storefront, driver's license renewals, benefits, eligibility. And they're being driven to move to online transactions and online experience. But if you think about it, every agency setting up their own way of connecting with the residents of a state, that's a lot of passwords and usernames for people to deal with. As an example of a way to tackle this problem, one of the states that we work with is building a digital assistant that provides a single front door to services within the state. The ultimate vision is that the citizens will have a much better user experience and the state will have a much better security posture with only one set of credentials to access the services that someone needs, such as driver's license renewal.
And so what disruption and innovation trends are impacting digital identity initiatives?
The migration of IT from an on-premise four walls to cloud service providers, coupled with the rapid adoption of software as a service, is changing how organizations manage identities. And for the foreseeable future, there's a need to manage in a hybrid environment, both on-premises and cloud. And so that's creating a lot of complications for organizations that had these systems figured out for identity management 10 years ago. Those systems no longer work in today's environment. In addition, there's tremendous innovation, especially with areas such as advanced authentication, with the desire of eliminating passwords. It's rapidly moving from wishful thinking to reality. Digital transformation initiatives accelerated out of the need due to COVID, really driving the adoption of these new digital solutions. With cyber everywhere, literally affecting all facets of an organization, the enterprise itself is no longer staffed to provide those deep technical skills that are very specialized to identity management. And so clients that we have want to consume identity as an outcome and service levels and not have to worry about IT refresh, talent management, and choosing the best particular technology for their needs. They want to buy the outcome. We have an energy sector client who had tremendous cost pressure to in their IT environment. And one of the most expensive areas they had was identity management. Their procurement was very much focused on the improving the cost posture of cybersecurity in general with focus on identity. And the interesting part about that is the outcome was a far improved service level to their employees and business partners as part of this transformation.
So given the rate of innovation, why invest now versus a year from now in a digital identity refresh?
It's a great question. And I have this conversation with our clients a lot. Many want to just wait because there's a newer, shinier object just right around the corner. But what I would say is that while the market will continue to innovate and new products will be available every year, it has matured enough for organizations to invest with confidence in modern digital identity solutions. A good example is identity and access governance. While innovation continues, the core capabilities are available across the vendor landscape. And as the center of gravity moves from on-prem to cloud, the APIs necessary for integration of identity solutions are readily available from identity as a service providers as well as cloud service providers. The opportunity cost and associated risk of not investing is far greater than any benefits that may be realized by waiting for something down the road. Organizations can future-proof current digital identity initiatives by choosing standards-based API-enabled solutions. Furthermore, moving to a managed digital identity service provider enables organizations to buy outcomes that they desire with an appropriate service level and put the monkey on the vendor's back for product selection, onboarding, integration, technology refresh, and talent management. And I will tell you that this particular area of identity management is a managed identity service is the fastest growing area of our identity business.
And so how does digital identity impact digital transformation initiatives?
Digital transformation programs are all about changing how users, business partners, or employees and contractors interact with the organization. In a highly remote workforce, in a virtual storefront world, the digital identity solutions provide identity proofing, advanced authentication, enable user behavior analytics, and provide user self-service. In addition to B2C initiatives, digital identity enables a far better digital experience that's low friction with stronger user authentication, registration, authentication, as well as consent management and user control over personal information and preferences, which is really important in a world where GDPR and CCPA privacy regulations are growing every day. Think about your banking application that uses facial recognition or fingerprint biometrics for authentication, which provides improved user experience, less friction, better authentication, better security posture for the organization than the traditional username and password. In fact, one of our clients who's known for outstanding customer service with a very strong current digital channel to their clients, decided to turn that lens internally. And the CEO has put out a mandate that the employees and contractors' user experience must be as good as the customer experience. This digital transformation effort in the organization is underpinned by an identity transformation that's providing that low friction, strong authentication and enabling, in fact, the sunset of the use of passwords within the organization.
Okay, so with that in mind, what are some key considerations for organizations implementing digital identity?
One of the first things I would say is really take the time to understand the business outcome that is of interest or necessity of one of these digital identity programs. Too often, there's a focus on tools and technology. And the key piece is really understanding the outcome that you're trying to achieve. cost savings, digital transformation enablement, elimination of an audit finding, improvement of the cybersecurity posture, user experience improvement. There may be multiple outcomes that are desired, but understanding those and their priority will really help drive the decisioning on the direction the organization should take. Really need to focus on determining how the organization wants digital identity to be delivered. Is it classic on-premises, in the cloud, some hybrid in between, managed by internal resources or outsourced to a managed identity provider? Make sure to consider more than just the IT stakeholders. Think about those line of business areas such as marketing and sales, because in the past we've seen a divide between the B2C portion of the environment for identity and the B2E or enterprise side of identity. And that's coming together today. So take a broad aperture when you look at the stakeholders of the organization. Build the business case in terms of business outcomes and benefits versus focusing on the technology. For government and public service clients, think about funding mechanisms from the federal government, such as CMS 9010 matching funds that are available for health and human service eligibility systems, as one example. So after determining the business outcomes the organization needs, understanding how the program will be funded, really the next case is determining on the selection criteria, right? And one of the lessons learned that I've seen from initiatives like this is that too often they're focused on a narrow problem set. You know, I said have an open aperture just a few minutes ago, and I want to reemphasize that because these programs touch the business process, they touch technology, and there's a human impact. And so you want to make sure that if you're going to undertake a significant digital identity transformation program, that you're looking at all of those various different dimensions when building out the program. One recommendation that I would have is that incorporate organizational change management as part of your plan for digital identity. We have found the success rate is substantially, materially higher when organizations have an organizational change management program that is part of the overall digital identity initiative.
Great. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. This was really great to learn about digital identity.
Hillary, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Mike Wyatt, the global cyber identity leader and a principal in Deloitte & Touche LLP. To learn more about our sponsor, Deloitte, visit deloitte.com, and you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.